it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And this episode we're going to talk about, how long have you worn your contacts? Do you like ties or bow ties? And what's a strange challenge you've tried? And what do you consider the best day of the year? Alright guys, let's get right into it. The longest I've wore my contacts. It's an interesting story with that. Me, myself, I don't know why I got so much, like, I feel like anxiety towards, like, when I go to the eye doctor. It's like, I know he finna touch my face or touch my eye or get close to my eye, so I can't even do it. Like, it's like, it's just gonna be a puff of smoke. You gotta keep your eyes open, bro. Not a puff of smoke, but like a puff of air. I can't even do it. So, it's an interesting story. One point being, my mom wanted me to see how it would be with me wearing contacts. So, I put the contacts. Well, somebody put the contacts in. Can't recall if it was a doctor or me. But they, I think they had the beer hold me down. Contacts get in. I'm like, now you know you're going to have to do it. Now you have to go in there and take your contacts out. And it's like another one of my greatest fears is like touching my eye. Like, you want to see me get on somewhere? Touch my eye. That's what you do. Or try to reach for my eye. Because honestly, as a kid, I've been poked in the eye so many times. Or playing basketball, poked in the eye. Gnats fly into your eye. I got long eyelashes, so my eyelash fall in my eye. It's very, oh my God. Soap getting in your eye. The only thing I'm cool with is water. Water get in my eye. I ain't even drip. I remember as a kid, I used to be under the water, eyes open. No, it ain't good for you, because maybe chlorine and all that, but bad kids. Yeah, you can tell us one thing, we'll do another. But, it's like, the longest I had them in, I think, when I was going to school, I went to Georgia with them before I got to Vermont, and I had them in, and I wanted to take them out, but I couldn't take them out, so my cousin and his wife had to hold me down and take the contacts out of my eye before I went to school, and I didn't have no glasses or nothing, so I'm in college blind too, can't even see. So I think it was like at least 56 hours, because at that second day I had to tell him, I was like, bro, it's starting to itch. Like, what's wrong? What's we talking about? My eyes is itching, they burning. And they're like, what's wrong with them? I'm like, bro, I done had these contacts in for about almost two or three days. I was like, why you do that? I was like, cuz. Then I had to tell them the whole story from the beginning. And they was like, okay, well, what are we gonna do? We're gonna hold you down and try to get them out. But I'm talking about, I'm in peak performance. Like, I'm coming. It was my senior year of high school. I had just stopped playing football. So I'm fighting. I'm really fighting these folks. Like, head jerking, all that, bro. Like, I know I gotta get them out, but, bro, I do not. Like, that's like a big fear. Like, why are you gonna poke me in the eye? That's why I don't wear contacts today. Because if you poke me in the eye, shit, man, I can never trust you again. So, yeah, how long have you had your contacts in your eye? So, what do you prefer? Bow ties or normal tie? Like, with the normal wince or not? Me, myself, in the Air Force, I learned how to tie the wince or not. So, I think I'm with that. Plus the bow tie, it seems like it's a lot of stigmatism behind them and all that. A lot of people come up and even ask you, are you a part of the movement? Are you a member of this or that? No, man. Just like the bow tie, brother. It's nice. So, no. But what I will say is it does look snazzy in the suit, the bow tie. But me, I'm just a regular tie guy. You ain't even gotta have no decoration or nothing on it for me. You could just be a regular old color tie. Navy, preferably. Ain't gotta have no shine to it neither. A lot of people say bow ties just look more elegant than a regular tie. That may be. But I know me. I don't know how to tie one of them. Now, I would love to go and learn how to tie one. Well, honestly, I'm keep it 100 with you. Keep it a buck with you. I learned how to tie a tie on YouTube, really. Went to YouTube, Googled it. YouTube and looked it up. Watched it about 2 or 3 times. There it was. Turned it right on. Like, tied it right on top and right on my neck. At first, it was backwards. I ain't gonna lie. I did it backwards because on the video, it was, like, kind of backwards. And it was like, So I just put the tie around my neck and just started doing it. And I was like, man, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's so weird. But that's probably the way I do a bow tie. I just grab the bow tie, put it on, watch a YouTube video about 2 or 3 times. Bing, got it. I don't know. There's something about ties. Then you get that little handkerchief that matches with your tie. It just set the whole little outfit off, the whole ensemble off, you feel me? And I don't care, you can call me tech, I'm still gonna wear the three-piece breasted suit, you feel me? Yes, I'm coming in like a lawyer. Me and Tupac knew about them suits. But the last time I had to wear a suit, wear a tie, was to a funeral. So, and I tied my own tie, and I tied my cousin's tie. Rest in peace, Uncle Johnny. Love you. So what do you prefer? Bow tie or tie? What's a strange challenge you've done? Me, I ain't really the one of the ones that do them challenge, man. You can count me out. I didn't do the ice bucket challenge. I wanted to, didn't do it. I think the one I did do, and I'll never forget it, was the freaking cinnamon challenge. Being young and dumb, that's when I wasn't staying down here. I lived in Georgia, came down here to Alabama, and I was just basically down here, you know, for family vacation, you know. I think it was like around Thanksgiving when this challenge started, and it was the cinnamon challenge. I dreaded it. I knew about it. I ain't say nothing about it, but I knew about it. Got a lot of young cousins. They watch Facebook, you know, where they got their Facebook, and they real active on it, and I know they had to be seeing it. So it was going viral. So the night before Thanksgiving, you know, you send some old friends, and you might go to a bar, you might go out to a club. Cause I ain't, you know, I'm just coming down to visit. I'm gonna have a good time. Go to the bar and drink. Go to the club and drink. Hangover the next day on Thanksgiving. So at first I'm just sitting there looking at the food, thinking like, well, I want to eat, but the way that my head and stomach set up right now, I just need to drink some water, juice, Gatorade, and all that. But I did that for the most part. Then I drank a beer, and then I was hungry. I was in there. Let me get it. So I eat good. You know, I eat all. I don't trip. A lot of people don't eat this one, but I'm going to step, you feel me? I ate chitlins. I ate neck bones and rice, and somebody had made coon, and I didn't even know I was eating coon until I thought I ate it. Ham, turkey, dressing. So I ate good. I feel my stomach coming outside, because they already outside, because they done already ate. I was in there suffering because of the angle. I come out onto the front porch. Everybody's outside. It was like, let's do the cinema challenge. As soon as I step out the door, like, what? No. So I'm watching people do it and failing. They failing. I'm laughing. Steven, it's your turn. You do it.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to back down because I'm talking about everybody else out there did it. Everybody out there did it. My aunties, my little cousins, my cousins that's about in my age bracket. Stuff like that. Boy, they hand me this big old spoon of cinnamon. I get it in my mouth. It's so dry and just coarse, like, and it just made me just cough and sneeze and everything. Before you know it, I got threw up over the counter. My eyes bloodshot red. All my chitlins, all my ham, all my stuff, even my little pound cake at the end, cuz gone. Ruined because of some cinnamon. That's a true detox right there. Cinnamon. It's going to get it up out your boy. I'm talking about snot coming out my nose. Throw up coming out my nose. It tastes like chitlins and throw. So I'm throwing up even more. But, yeah. That was the worst challenge I ever did. What's one of the strangest challenges you ever did? Consider the best day of the year. Me, myself, I consider July 24th the best day of the year. It's my birthday. It's when everything comes true. Well, at least when I was a kid, everything come true just about. We're going to eat good. We're going to have a wonderful dessert with cake and ice cream and all that good stuff. And I'm going to get a gift or two. It ain't even gotta be gifts, plural. It could be one big gift. I'll take it, brother. You show up with that McDonald's cheeseburger and small fry. Thank you for that for my birthday. I've never been picky. Plus, I ain't never really liked holidays. Holidays ain't for me. Especially when I became a firefighter. Oh, boy, I ain't nothing to no holiday. I got this either. I got to work or not that day. At present day, it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Cause plenty of times I done had to work on my birthday. One particular birthday in Alaska. I decided I'm gonna have a pizza party for my birthday. I ordered 6 pizzas, all different. I ordered them and I ordered them with my card, so they're already paid for. I just need somebody to sign for it when they get there. Boy, I was at work. Boom. Call come over the thing. Something about a jet. Then I think the jet engine leaking. It's got a leak and it's got to run the gas out. Before it land or something like that. And we just out there just sitting on the runway waiting for this jet to come. And it ain't even one of our jets. It's like a Navy jet. Why y'all ain't got y'all own firefighters? But anyways. Somebody hit me up with a text message on my phone. The pizza just got here. You want me to sign for it? You want us to wait for you? I'm like, man, y'all go ahead. It's ice cream in the freezer too. Just leave me some pizza. Boy, do you know we sat there for like 3 hours till it got good and dark. And we still ain't got nothing going on. Then I think somebody decided like, well, you know what? I'll just go relieve Steve. And he can come back and he can eat the pizza and stuff for his birthday or whatever. But I get back to the firehouse. Out of them 6 pizzas, they left me about 7 slices of pizza. I'm thinking I'm gonna have pizza to go home. And then they leave me all the thin crust pizza and all that. I'm like, oh, y'all playing. I'm thinking y'all gonna eat this supreme and all that. Man. I ate them little bit of slice pizza and left them other pieces there, man. Took what little scoops of ice cream I had left home. And that was it. Crazy. Thank you. what's your favorite day? Like, what's the best day of the year to you and your thing? Mine is July the 24th, my birthday. I think that's the best day of the year. Thank God. Thank my listeners. Thank y'all for the input. Thank y'all for the call-ins. On the next episode, we're going to talk about what is your favorite drink of all time. Doesn't have to be alcoholic. What was better, 80s or the 90s? Who sang better in the group? Casey and JoJo. Casey or JoJo. And what was your first mobile phone? All right, thank y'all for listening. God bless. Talk to y'all later.